Western leaders waiting to find out what Israel's response will be after that country's military leaders vowed to respond to Saturday's missile and drone attack by Iran, fearing any retaliation could escalate the Middle East conflict. Could this actually spill over into America, though? Joining us is Fox News contributor Daniel Hoffman. Dan is a retired CIA senior clandestine services executive officer who served as chief of Middle East operations for the agency. You can follow him on X at Daniel Hoffman, D.C. Daniel, always good to talk to you. Since Iran failed so miserably, does this lead to a de-escalation or at the very least a muted response by Israel?
I wouldn't say that Iran failed. I think it was certainly a tactical success that we saw from Israel's layered defense, as well as very, very precise and effective counter operations from U.S. Naval destroyers and our own fighter aircraft. But make no mistake, this was a over 300 cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and drones that Iran launched on Israel. And that has the potential, at least, to alter the strategic paradigm in the region. If Israel doesn't respond, then Iran has crossed a red line, and they own escalation dominance. If Israel does respond, then it risks driving a wedge between Israel and the United States. President Biden said reportedly in a Saturday evening conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu that Israel should, quote unquote, take the win and not respond. And look, Israel already said, you mentioned it, that they would respond. Their foreign minister and defense minister said that if Iran attacked from their territory, Israel would respond. So they've got to respond. And yes, there is the risk of escalation, but this is where Israel's intelligence services, as well as ours, are on high alert to determine how far Israel can go without risking a further escalation in this conflict. But look, Iran and Israel are at war, and it used to be in the shadows. It's out in the open now.
But how does this affect the U.S.? I mean, because prior to this attack, FBI Director Christopher Wray had said he's worried we're vulnerable right now to an attack like ISIS perpetrated in Moscow. So does our support for Israel make us an even bigger target?
Well, the impact on the U.S. is certainly felt in a number of ways. First, in the economy, the oil markets are going to be impacted. The price of oil is going up as a result of the unrest, as a result of Iran interfering along with the Houthis in the freedom of navigation around the Red Sea that has driven up insurance costs and the cost of shipping. So that's one thing. Separately, as far as the terrorist threat, it's certainly greater than just the fact that we're allied with Israel. We left behind a terrorist state in Afghanistan where Al-Qaeda and ISIS enjoy a lot of open field running there like they did before 9/11. And certainly the Hamas brutal terrorist attack on Israel October 7th, Hamas has used that to fundraise and to recruit followers. And the threat is significant. You add to that our porous southern border, and you've got a really kind of a dangerous situation for us right now. We'd like to detect these threats way out, what we like to call it CIA, left of boom, and preempt them before any harm is caused to the homeland. That's getting increasingly difficult. And encourage folks, look, you know, in our country, if you see something, say something. Contact state, local, federal law enforcement and let them know what you're seeing. That can help them put the pieces of a puzzle together to stop a terrorist or a criminal threat.
Yeah, but I mean, we have had several months of record numbers of crossings over the past year, just here in Arizona, across the border. And we have no idea who most of these people are, Daniel.
Right. And that's where Democrats and Republicans have got to come together and solve this. And I know, look, it's the challenge, I can tell you from Washington, D.C., we're split in this country, 50-50, Democrats, yeah. Republicans. So neither side should allow the perfect to be the enemy of the good. There was a supplemental out there that the Senate approved, which would have provided assistance to Ukraine in the fight for their lives against Russia's brutal invasion and Israel and Taiwan. And it would have helped us with significant measures on the border, the southern border, that many, many supported, including the Border Patrol Council. And unfortunately, that didn't pass. That would have given us, you know, more money for more Border Patrol agents, more money to stop fentanyl, more money to stop human smuggling. It's not perfect, but it's something. And we're not doing anything, unfortunately. And the problem with those who say that President Biden should just use executive, use the executive alone to solve this, when President Trump tried that, it was challenged in the courts and we lost. So it really does require legislation. And look, we pay our congressmen and women to solve problems. And I'll just say this from Washington, D.C., I wish they'd do a better job of it, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again. Daniel Hoffman, once again, is a former, he's a retired CIA Senior Clandestine Services Executive Officer. He served as Chief of Middle East Operations for the CIA.